Welcome to the online edition of In Touch Online for September 2021, with an introduction from the Provincial Grand Master. It hardly seems a year ago that I was joined by five provincial officers at Cricklade for what was the strangest provincial Grand Lodge I have ever attended, never mind presided over. Thanks to the kindness of Brother Paul Sharp, we were able to connect via Zoom to brethren across the province and share the unique occasion. This year, we will be meeting not via Zoom, but actually in person, and not at Cricklade, but in Trowbridge. Why are we moving to Trowbridge? The answer is quite simple and straightforward, and devoid of any ulterior motive. The NHS has booked the City Hall Salisbury for an extended period, well into 2022, for use as a COVID vaccination hub. The venue is therefore not available to the province, or indeed to any other organisation. However, I'm sure that Trowbridge will prove to be a fabulous location, and the Civic the perfect venue. Following the most recent government announcement with regard to the relaxation of almost all of the restrictions with which we have had to comply during the past 16 months, we will not be imposing a mask-wearing policy. But should a brother wish to wear a mask, that will be perfectly acceptable. I'm sure that some of our members will wish to take a precautionary approach, and they should feel perfectly at ease in doing so. For my part, I'm certainly looking forward to meeting with you at our annual meeting. In particular, I'm thrilled to be able to recognise the brethren being promoted in Provincial Grand Lodge and congratulate those brethren who will be receiving their first Provincial Grand Rank appointment. I know just how important attaining Provincial Grand Rank is for every brother, and I hope that the value of the honour will be recognised by the attendance of those being invested. Our province is nothing if not innovative, and this year's Provincial Grand Lodge meeting will demonstrate just how we think outside of the box. Brother Paul Sharp will be offering free blood pressure checks, while Brother Mark Newman will be offering you the opportunity to buy a bottle of gin specially distilled for the province and branded Middle Chamber. Having seen the advertising and label proofs, I'm now looking forward to purchasing a couple of bottles and sampling the product. I hope you'll join me in buying a bottle. If not for yourself, what about for a friend at Christmas? The profit from the sale of the gin will be donated to charity. I'm looking forward to supporting Sarum Lodge on Saturday the 4th of September, who will be initiating four candidates at the same meeting, albeit with a calling off. I often hear it said that doubles, in any degree, are a modern fashion and have no place in Freemasonry today. The editor has printed a very interesting page from the records of Victoria Lodge dating back to 1897, which can be found on the website version of this newsletter, and it makes for interesting reading. As we enter the month of September, the UGLE will be undertaking a national advertising campaign actively seeking to attract men to Masonry. The campaign is intended to create an enormous amount of interest, and I'm pleased to advise that Wiltshire is poised and ready to respond to any inquiry for information. The brethren of New Temple Lodge have really missed each other during the COVID-19 crisis, so they got together to celebrate their return to Freemasonry. From the photo on the website, it looks as if they made up for lost time as they enjoyed the opportunity to socialise mask-free. Also, check out Coop's new hairstyle. Four members of the Sarsen Club were joined by Lodge of Fidelity member Paul Robinson at a local restaurant, what certainly looked like a super curry. Well done to Mike Boddy, who arranged the evening. Some lodges resist the idea of doing double ceremonies, even though the records show that they have always been a part of lodge life. The brethren of Sarum Lodge recently initiated two men on the same evening and are now planning a quadruple event. Some brethren may perceive this as conveyor belt masonry, while others will observe that the COVID-19 virus prevented many excellent candidates from being initiated in 2020 and the first half of 2021. Freemasonry has a backlog of work to do, and it's only right that exceptional steps should be taken to resolve the impasse and welcome new Freemasons into the fraternity. It's certainly not a new or innovative process, as we can see in the records of Victoria Lodge from 1897, as mentioned by the Provincial Grand Master earlier in the newsletter. The Brethren of Sarum Lodge invite you to join them on Saturday the 4th of September for a really super Saturday. The August edition of In Touch Online featured a story on John Merritt, the Director of Ceremonies for Wiltshire Lodge of Fidelity. The gist of the story was that despite 71-year-old John being of sound mind, he he was going to throw himself out of a perfectly serviceable aircraft to raise funds for the Masonic Charitable Foundation. We're pleased to be able to tell you that John completed his jump and, thanks to the skill of his instructor and parabuddy, and to everyone's delight, landed safely. The generosity of his many friends ensured that John raised a substantial sum for his chosen charity. A huge well done, John. Planning is well underway for the 2021 meeting of Provincial Grand Lodge, which this year will move from its home in Salisbury to a new venue, the Civic Trowbridge. If members of your lodge will be attending, why not let us know and let's do a shout out for you. Join members of the province at Trowbridge for what promises to be an experience not to be missed. Contact pcowiltshire at gmail.com for further details. Middle Chamber Dry Gin really is different. Produced as a limited edition by a local distillery, Middle Chamber Dry Gin is made exclusively for the province of Wiltshire and is another example of how fundraising can be fun. Mark Newman will be at Provincial Grand Lodge in Trowbridge, where he will be delighted to introduce you to the Tyler's Toast. On Monday, the 30th of August, the doors of Freemasons Hall, Salisbury were thrown open to welcome members of Salisbury History Festival. Lodge members were joined by the Provincial Grand Master, Philip Bullock, to answer questions posed by the visitors, who were delighted to be able to view the lodge room and be given an overview of what Freemasonry is and what Freemasons do. He said, "Well done, Salisbury, for putting on such a good show. It's clear that Freemasonry is vibrant and very much a part of the city's rich heritage, and I'm so thrilled that members of the History Festival enjoyed their visit." Masonic Hall Secretary Ralph Moore said, "We were pleased to be able to showcase Freemasonry in Salisbury and to welcome members of the History Festival to view our wonderful Masonic Hall." The Provincial Communication Team will be taking the display trailer to the Swindon and Cricklade Railway annual military weekend, which is due to take place on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of September 2021. Deputy Provincial Grand Master David Davis reminds us that as we fast approach the annual meeting of Provincial Grand Lodge, so we also reach the time we have to decide which lodge will follow in the tracks of Corsham Lodge in being awarded the prestigious Peter Winton Trophy. Has your lodge made a special contribution to the local community? Have you done something amazing to promote Wiltshire Freemasonry? Is your lodge a contender for the Cup? Tell us why your lodge deserves to be crowned the winner of the Peter Winton Trophy for 2021. Email pcowiltshire at gmail.com. One of the most recognisable faces in Wiltshire Freemasonry is Mervyn Johns, famed not for his ritual, but for his skill and tenacity in maximising the amount of money collected for charity. Merv's raffles are not just extraordinary, they have become legendary, and if a cause needs supporting, he is the go-to man. As a founding member of the Wiltshire Masonic Golfing Society, Merv has helped oversee the growth of the annual golf day into what has become one of the province's best-supported social events. Currently Master of Lodge of Rectitude, he'll become Master of Highworth Lodge in September. Thank you for listening.